All right, so we've been talking about benzene, and benzene is a molecule that has six carbon atoms and six hydrogen atoms. And the first thing that we did was try to guess what the valence orbitals are. And I claim the appropriate guess is that we should take the 6pz, 2pz orbitals of the six carbon atoms. This is maybe not obvious that these are the valence orbitals. Carbon has two 1s electrons, two 2s electrons, and four 2p electrons. And it turns out that the px and py orbitals are filled with electrons that are bonding to nearby atoms. So z is out of the plane, and when electrons form bonds, we'll talk a little bit more about bonds later, but when they form bonds, it lowers the energy of the system. If it didn't lower the energy of the system, they wouldn't do it. So it lowers the energy of the system, and so those orbitals fill first, and the one that gets left over are the pz orbitals. And these are the valence orbitals of benzene. So I didn't prove this rigorously, but this is our guess. We're guessing that the valence orbitals are the pz orbitals. And then using those pz orbitals, I just write down a wave function, the linear combination of those atomic orbitals. So I'm looking for a solution, a molecular orbital solution, that's C1 times the carbon 2pz on the first site orbital plus C2 times the atomic orbital for carbon of pz on the second site plus C6 times the carbon 2pz on the sixth site.
That means pc orbits?
Yes. So yes, so there, the p orbitals can be written in terms of px, py, and pz. These are orbitals that have a shape that looks this one in the x direction. This one has a similar kind of shape where this is the y direction, and this one looks like this. In the z direction. So they're the orbitals of hydrogen, and the p orbitals you can write in different ways, but one way you can have a linear combination of three functions that can describe any p orbitals are px, py, and pz.
For all six electrons.
Right, there's six electrons in the pz, so two in each, spin up and spin down. Right. And what we're imagining is that there are pz orbitals that look like this sticking out of all the carbons. And we're looking for a molecular wave function that has this form. And this is a guess for the molecular orbitals. So I have this wave function, and I put it in the time independent Schrodinger equation, which is h like this. This is the time-independent Schrodinger equation. The Hamiltonian times the wave function is the energy times the wave function. And then I multiply from the left, by first this atomic orbital, and then this one, and then this one, and through that I get six equations which can be written in matrix form like this. And The Hamiltonian matrix has this form where along the diagonal all the elements are the same. And that would come, for instance, from the one in the upper left-hand corner. I multiply from the left by the CPZ1, the PZ orbital on the first carbon atom. So this would be carbon PZ1 times the molecular orbital. And then there'll be some overlap of a PZ orbital. And in this one, also the pz orbital on the same position. And then when I multiply by pz2, it's the one in the second position where you've got the pz orbitals that overlap and give you the same value. And these off-diagonal ones come from the overlap of nearby orbitals. So there's this carbons at all the corners. And when I calculate the overlap between the orbital here and there, that gives me H12. And if I calculate the overlap between this carbon and one further away, it's nearly zero. So in this approximation, I just write it as zero. And this gives me the form of the Hamiltonian matrix. And if we can find the eigenvalues of this matrix, it will tell us what the molecular orbitals are of benzene, the best molecular orbitals that you can get from starting from these pz atomic orbitals. And then I went off and I started to talk about just something more mathematical, the translation operator.